Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us for the final time for the 2024 Eagles season is Eagles left tackle and world champion Jordan Mailata. Jordan, thank you for making the time.
Thank you guys. What an introduction.
Oh, well, come on, man. How's it feel to be a champion?
Hold on. Is this the final time?
Well, for the season. You want to come on next week, too?
I hope it's the final time.
He said, I hope it's the final time.
We have you booked through July. Tuesdays at 4.
No, you don't.
What's up, brother?
Good to hear you guys, man. Good to hear from you.
Congratulations on Sunday night. I'm sure you've been asked just a bunch. We've seen all the interviews, but we didn't get our chance to ask you. Man, how does it feel? You weren't here. You came right after the championship in 17, so you didn't necessarily get to experience that. How's it feel for you, man? World champion.
I don't think it's really sunk in yet. For some reason, I still feel like there's a game to play this week. So I'm just kind of like waiting for, you know, the parade. Maybe it'll hit in the parade, but yeah, it just hasn't hit yet. Still shocked, and you know, everything that we accomplished as a team this year. So, yeah, that's how it really feels, honestly.
I don't know if there's a real answer to this question, but you guys kicked their asses. Like, was there any way that you thought it was a truly dominant performance and it was so exciting to watch? Is there any way that you guys thought that the game would play out in that sort of way?
Nah, I think for us, it was all just about worrying about us and not even worrying about the score. Even when we were up 24-0 at halftime, just coming in and saying, yeah, we're going to stay cool, calm, collected, 0-0. Yeah, screw the scoreboard. We're going to keep dominating our box and keep doing our jobs, executing at a high level. And that's all we worried about. It wasn't about, as weird as it sounds, it wasn't about the score. It was just worrying about executing that job and then doing it again and over and over again.
Well, that's how you guys played. I mean, you were one of the guys that spoke out during that week about, and you had such determination and focus on that game and going out there and not having a repeat performance, meaning not winning the game. It seemed like you guys weren't ready to take your foot off the gas until the very end. I mean, it literally felt that way till it was about 5 minutes ago in that game that you guys just had a stranglehold on Kansas City. From an offensive standpoint, I know they did some things versus the run game that seemingly worked out for them, but you guys stuck with it. What was that like going up against Spags' defense in the run game?
Ah, man, they well-disciplined in the run game. The linebackers are really, really, really fast, man, when they play downhill. So I think they were doing a great job of just adding on late. We didn't have enough blockers essentially to block our run looks. They just had an answer for the run game every time. But in saying that, they really forced us to pass the ball, and mate, Jalen Hurts took off, mate.
I know as a player you sort of want to run through the finish line, and you say it's not about the score. Was there a play in the game that happened and that let you know, oh, we've got this? Was there a moment?
Probably the Smitty bomb.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, probably that moment that it was kind of just like, oh, we're firing on all cylinders. Let's keep this going. Yeah.
Yeah, that put you guys up 34-0. I basically had the game over at the Cooper DeJean. We had that pick six, but that's just me. I just felt like, Jordan, your defense, man, the defense out there that day, you just don't see that very often to a Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid offense. You had to be impressed with your defense out there playing the way that they were playing.
And our defense played lights out all year, and I'm not surprised, man. I'm just not surprised anymore, especially with the way they played in the Super Bowl. I mean, dude, they played lights out. Man, how about that defense, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible to watch all year. And then for them to put an exclamation point on the season on both sides the way that you did. Just, I know Ike says, now I was nervous until the middle of the fourth quarter, as I normally am, but I was explaining to my wife, who doesn't really like football that much, at a point, she was like, can the other team win? I was like, well, they'd have to get eight, and they get the ball back, and they get eight again, and they get the ball back, and they get it. So, there was a lot of talk, in the middle of the season about that bye week, and there was another story that came out with Saquon just talking about that bye week. Do you, looking back on the season, look at that bye week and the adjustments that you guys made and the time that you had as pivotal as it felt from the outside?
100%. That was such I've been saying this ever since that bye week. The detail and the coaching changed when we came back from that bye week. The focusing on the technique, how it is applied, how it should be applied. Like, it was just, it was more detailed, more finer. And I think that was the biggest difference, just the way the coaching evolved.
When you're in the middle of the season like this, did you guys realize, or did you realize, since that bye week, y'all lost one game. The one game you guys lost was the game Jalen got injured in down there in Washington, and you still could have very easily won that game if we executed late in the game. But you guys almost ran off like 15 straight wins after the bye week.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know. Those wins feel so far away. Felt like we played last year, like 2 years ago, since that bye week. But that's a pretty cool stat to know, man. I think, again, it just comes down to, the culture in that locker room. Is it going to buy into what the coaches are coaching? And we did, man. I think Sirianni did a great job of setting that culture early on. Then the vets leading in the locker room. And then we just got a bunch of young guys who are just hungry, man, hungry and humble. And so that's a good recipe to have. When you have that bye week early on, make the changes you need to make, and everyone just bought in. Everyone.
You've mentioned coaching a few times, and I'm assuming that most of your work is coming with Coach Stoutland, but you're losing your offensive coordinator again. What is the team losing in Kellen Moore, do you think?
Oh, man, this guy's a genius. Just a genius. Really, man. I mean, in terms of the coach, I'm not sure who's filling in, so I won't speak on that. But for Kellen, and he gave us space. He gave us the time and space to voice our opinion on plays, took that feedback, and then, just, again, continued to do his genius on Sundays. So we're going to miss that for sure. Just the type of person he is and the type of coach he is, man. The Saints got a good one.
So you've earned some time off. Mm-hmm. What do you know, like, what your life is going to be like for the next month? Are you taking, you going on a vacation? What are you going to do?
Actually, I'll be quite busy the next couple months. Be going to Hawaii, New Zealand, back here to America. I've got a couple weddings here.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep them busy. Keep them busy. Trying to enjoy the off season.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Enjoy your off season, man. You guys did a lot of heavy lifting this year. A lot of heavy lifting this year, man. A celebration. Listen, I've seen a lot of locker room celebrations. I don't know if I've seen one like the one you guys put on Sunday. That was Club Novacare right there, man. You guys look like you're having a great time, man. What was the celebration like for you in the locker room with you and your teammates?
It was fun. It was crazy. Just absolute pandemonium in there. I missed like almost the whole party. I was doing press, media stuff, and when I got back in there, I got to be with the boys and celebrate for about half an hour before I was like, all right, we all gotta leave now. and then getting on my phone and seeing the best part about that party was Landon and his IV drip. That was the best part. I was just like, man, it's just so Landon.
Yeah, Elliot said that every time the party would slow down, a guy would come back into the locker room and it would just start back up again.
Yes, every time.
So Jordan, we've loved having you this year. For the last several weeks, we keep asking you one question, and even Jack and I even went to media night at the Superdome. And we couldn't even get the answer from you there. So I assume you're not going to tell us who your favorite media member is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You must be a fortune teller. You must have got, like, palm reading. Palm reads. You're spot on. I'm not ruining my relationships that I've built, mate.
All right.
Give
all right.
You a name.
All right.
Maybe when I retire.
Yeah. Well, we got a long time before that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, we need some more years out of you before that happens. So, well, congratulations, man. You made everyone so proud. It was such an amazing season. It was an interesting season too. And for you all to put the stamp on it like you did, the conversations that people are having, just so you're aware, are that this is like the best Philadelphia, not just Eagles, but best Philadelphia team of all time this one season. And that is elite company. So thank you so much for everything you did, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And I know I've said this a couple times already, but I'll say it again because I won't get to talk to you until sometime this offseason, maybe at the golf course somewhere. We'll run into each other.
Mm-hmm.
But great job on being a great leader for this team this year. I don't think that I can't mention that enough. That sometimes kind of gets swept under the rug, but I thought you were out front as a leader this year, starting early when times got rocky and everything else. Your voice was the voice of reason out of that locker room, man. So thank you for being a great leader for this team this year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't mind it being swept under the rug, Matt. You know, I do this for my boys. So, you know, as long as we, I can't say as long as we win it, because we did win it.
Yep, yeah. You did win it, brother. Yep, you did win it. Yeah, enjoy that parade Friday, man. It's gonna be a beautiful thing Friday. Enjoy it.
Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, there he is, Jordan Mailata. Jordan got drafted right after the last Eagles Super Bowl win in 2018. Yep.
It was a heat check from Howie.
Yes.
It was a heat check.
Yep.
Stoutland was begging for him to draft Mailata, and he did.
Yep.
What a story.
Yeah.
And
didn't even play football.
And we never got a goal line Mailata, which is still disappointing. Just hand the ball to him.
Yeah, give us one touchdown.
Maybe the first game next year. Yeah, you got time.
He makes too much money to be putting him back there now.
Well, that's a good point. So, you know, while we're celebrating this Eagles win and it's freezing up here, things are going on in Florida with a certain other Philadelphia team.
Ooh.
Time to get an update.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
Make it quick.
Yeah, make it quick. We got a bunch of Eagles calls.
That's why we got blue chews.
That's listen, in and out. In and out.
Whoa.
Whoa, P's and C's.
Well, you're just telling me what to dump and what not to dump.
Well, no, we're in and out of this segment.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I won't make this long. I know everyone's excited.
There it is again.
I know everyone's still excited about the little Super Bowl that happened on Sunday. Again, like I've stated many times, good appetizer, but the main course starts in 43 days. So there's three things I'm looking for in spring training this year.
Okay.
There's only three.
Yep.
Besides Aiden Miller playing and Justin Crawford. The kids,
right,
the boys.
Okay.
So the number one thing I'm looking for is, I think this is the first time we're going to see Schwarber out of the leadoff spot in a couple years. They've been hinting at that. I think they want to try something new. I think they like Schwarber as a leadoff hitter. They've won a lot of games. They obviously have not won the big one. We get that. And I think that it comes down to the postseason more than it does winning regular season games anymore. And Bryce Harper, for three straight postseasons, when the going gets tough, has been pitched around because they haven't had someone batting fourth that could do damage in that spot. So I think on opening day, maybe, you know, early in the season, they're going to at least try Turner, Harper, Boehm, Schwarber.
Mm.
Wow, that's a big change.
It's a big change.
I like having
Trey T is back.
Who?
Trey T.
Yeah, Trey T in the leadoff spot. And it allows him to hopefully run more if Bryce gets out.
Yes. Not close his eyes and swing with one hand, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, keep your eye on the ball.
Yep. I like moving Bryce up, too, to two. I'm a big...
Bryce at two?
Yes.
Yeah.
More
I
at
like
bats
that.
For the kid. More at bats.
More at bats. I
put him at leadoff.
Yeah, Yankees put Aaron Judge at leadoff for a year. I was like, I get it. More at bats.
Ohtani leads off.
Yes. Yeah. You have to pitch
him. Swipes 50 bags, but yeah. Yeah. So I think they're going to give in a little bit on the Schwarber leadoff thing. So that's one thing to look for in spring training. The second thing is...
Hold on real quick.
Yes. Okay.
How long before we go back to Schwarber?
That's my question. How long do they let it go?
If it's not working, go back to what's worked for a long time.
Because you know that's where he's going to jump to, yes.
Well,
I only have so many bits.
They should give it half a season.
Well, they only give it 15 games in 2023,
right.
So.
You don't know anything after 15 games.
I know.
Well, we knew that Schwarber didn't like not being the leadoff guy.
Well,
he can be the four hitter.
Yeah.
And hit home runs that way.
Yeah,
I know.
And by the way, big test for Schwarber to hit home runs with the back of the lineup behind him instead of having the murderer's row that he had behind him before.
Yeah,
so,
Fritz. Yeah.
Well, I just hope that Trey can get on base the way Schwarber did.
I do, too.
Regardless, the second thing I'm looking for in spring training is obviously the new guys. Like, they signed three guys to one-year deals, or not one-year deals, two guys to one-year deals, and they trade for Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo is probably the fifth starter. He could be a middle of the rotation arm. He's exciting. Max Kepler is just going to be the starting left fielder, which is it's a bounce-back spot. And then Romano is going to be the closer, Jordan Romano. So they didn't go out and add any other bullpen pieces. He's got to be healthy. If those three hit, they could be really good. If they flop like they did last year, I don't know. It could leave a lot of, you know, stones unturned.
Do you think Taiwan Walker is active?
He's popping mitts today.
Okay.
Everything down there is apparently looks better than he did last year at this point. But he's like the seventh man in the rotation.
Right.
I think if he pitches well, it's like basically a showcase and they can hopefully flip him. So
yeah.
Maybe he's back up to 94 and the team's interested. I don't know. And then the last thing is really important because they didn't add a difference maker. They didn't move the needle, as a lot of people say, with the offense. It's the approaches. They talked about all offseason, like, oh, well, we're just going to use the whole field now. Like, that's an easy thing to tell guys that are in their fourth, fifth, sixth,
right.
seventh, eighth, ninth year in the league. Hey, just start hitting the ball the opposite way. So do they buy into that, or when the games start, do they go back to what they always have done? I think the approaches are going to be a fascinating watch in spring training.
Can I tell you, these guys are who they are.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not trying to be a hot takesman here.
Whoa.
I'm just wondering.
Bench Harper?
No.
Trade Harper?
Never.
Okay.
Topper.
What about him?
Is he on a short leash?
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh.
I was going to save it for a future Jackie Baseball.
Yeah. I don't need you saving stuff for Fritz's six and all of that.
It might have been a high hopes point.
Okay.
There is a correlation between Sirianni at the end of last year and Rob Thompson at the end of last year, and how they come back. So maybe. I think Kevin Long's the first name.
Okay.
If things
I'm just wondering if they got off to a slow start. Like, because what else can you do to change up?
Well, it's Kevin Long.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hate the firing the hitting coach.
I know.
It's so fake. I remember when they did it with Milt Thompson.
Their record after they fired Milt Thompson was insane that year.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, yeah, it was Milt's fault.
It's not that it was Milt's fault. It's just that they woke it up. They woke up a sleeping giant. The Phils got hot after that.
Dude, this team...
We still fell short.
They did. But they weren't playing good ball. They fired Milt Thompson. Bang.
If they're like 500 after 60 games, bring me in somebody who's going to open his mouth in that clubhouse. And I like Topper. And I think he's a good manager. But I was also in favor, if you're not going to make any big personnel moves, you got to change
something.
So
that's all I'm saying is if they were to get off to a slow start, do they just give him the whole season? I know they gave him – did they give him an extra year? They signed him to an extra year?
Oh, yeah, they gave him an extension.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but I didn't know how long it was.
Extra two, I believe.
Oh, extra two.
Mm. Like this year and then two more. Mm.
This year and then two more?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Hey, maybe he's not going anywhere.
Who's excited? I think people are still – well, people are obviously basking in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But I'm just saying we brought up the Phillies, so that's –
it's been on your mind.
That's one of the questions I have.
Of course.
Just name three players I never heard of.
You'll get there. You're going to be all Kepler'd up by, by
what's
July.
What's the closer's name?
Jordan Romano?
Yeah. It doesn't even sound like you're saying it right.
Well, because it looks like Romano, but he clarifies Romano.
Okay, so we'll do that right. Okay. When do you think Ike start calling
him? There's no way I'm getting that right.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
There's no way.
Ike's just thinking about Ray Romano.
Yep.
That's exactly who I was thinking about.
All right. Well, we'll be down there in a few weeks. The Eagles season went so long that we're going to be
Clearwater in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be Clearwater in a few weeks. So, and the High Hopes podcast.
Looking forward to that.
You can get wherever you get your podcast. It is Jack and Seltzer.
Well, when Seltzer can get over the Eagles.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he is. I mean, the Go Birds podcast is pretty.
No, I know. I've been seeing from afar how happy he is. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
It's like watching your girlfriend go on a date with another guy. Like,
oh my God.
We have a great podcast, and I don't need to see you sapping it up.
Well, him and Elliot's podcast is better.
They were forced together by a spike. You know, like, we grew that from the ground up.
I wasn't. Well,
some people say Johnny Marks was in there first.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
That's not ground up. You stole it.
Well,
you stole the pod from Marks.
I would like to say it enhanced it. I would say he did a great job.
Oh,
but
man.
Once you get the big dog talking some baseball.
And by the way, like seeing your girlfriend on a date with another guy, isn't Jill the only girlfriend you ever had?
Well, yeah. Well, technically, yeah.
You've been watching her on dates with other guys? What the hell are you even talking about?
I'm trying to give something that most people can relate to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Jason Kelce cried again, or almost cried.
No, sounds like he definitely cried.
He cried. All right. Yeah. We'll play why Jason Kelce cried.
This is really...
That is not Jason Kelce. Thank God Kelce doesn't snot up like Richie does. It's disgusting.
It's so wet.
Yep. It's like, geez, man. Take an antihistamine. What the hell is going on there? Are you ready to start thinking about next Eagles season, or are you still basking in it? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet. 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.